True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Good morning, good afternoon, Richmond. It's 12 noon, and I'm AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now, at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders, and we now know the full extent of the Washington Commanders' 2025-2026 NFL regular season schedule. No more predictions, no more guessing. It has been released. It starts with New York at home and ends with Philadelphia. And Washington will need to win double-digit games, I think, to keep the fans happy after the first conference championship appearance in 30 years in a 12-win regular season. Has Adam Peters done enough to improve the roster? Will Jaden Daniels take a leap forward or a small step backwards in his sophomore season in the National Football League? And Dan Quinn's defense, have they created enough chemistry working together again, Frankie Louvu and Bobby Wagner in particular, in year two to give the offense more possessions each game? Got to get a couple more stops on the defensive side of the ball each game. Those are the big questions that I have as we look forward to the 2025 regular season and our final predictions. Best home game to attend and the must-see road game in 2025. I'll tell you what I think today. As well, you can chime in. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. If it's good tweet, we'll read it on air. But you know how we like to start the show every day, by catching you up on anything you might have missed around the sports world when we open up the sports app.
Here it is, everybody.
Clearly, this is the future.
Stats, scores, highlights.
Come on, are you serious?
Wi-Fi plus 3G. 64K. This one.
Boston stays alive. The Celtics last in the 2025 NBA postseason for at least another game, going back to New York, Madison Square Garden for Game 6. I told you guys yesterday, the Celtics can win this game. They've just got to hit their threes. They did. They hit 22 of them, 45% from three-point range. It was Derek White who hit 7 three-point shots. Here's the call on ESPN. White finished with 34 points, 3 rebounds, and 2 assists.
Towns with a limited shot clock, rebound by White. It's off to Holiday. White, big night from 3, and he continues that way, lacing in a triple.
So White hit 7, 3 of 5 from Jaylen Brown, 2 of 3 from Drew Holiday, 2 of 3 from Al Horford, 5 three-pointers made from Peyton Pritchard off the bench as the Celtics shoot themselves into a Game 6 against New York. Here is the final call.
Celtics tonight at 22 threes, and they win the elimination game over the New York Knicks in a game that Brunson fouled out of. Cornette with great rim protection and 7 block
the
shots
late game
tonight.
The Warriors weren't as lucky. They hit just 28% from three-point range as the Minnesota Timberwolves were led by Julius Randle's 29, Anthony Edwards 22, 13 off the bench from former Knick Dante DiVincenzo, as the Minnesota Timberwolves finish off the Steph Curry-less Golden State Warriors. It was Anthony Edwards pulling up for three, extending the lead in the third quarter. Let's take a listen to the call.
Here's the rebound. Up ahead, Randle. Randle's been running the floor. Ball's moving now. Edwards steps into a three. Cash!
Part of his 22.7 assist, 12 rebound performance for the Timberwolves. They eliminate the Warriors and await the winner of the Nuggets and the Oklahoma City Thunder. Timberwolves 4. Golden State wins the first game in which Steph Curry gets hurt, and unfortunately that's the end of their season. Let's take a listen to the final call.
Minnesota lost in 5 to the Mavericks last year in the conference finals. They're going to get another bite at the apple. That's a ball game. Minnesota is moving on.
Takes 5 games for Anthony Edwards to eliminate LeBron James. Takes 5 more for him to eliminate Steph Curry. Tonight, Oklahoma tries to end their best of 7 series with the Denver Nuggets. The problem, the game is in Denver. I expect the Nuggets to win and force that Game 7 that will take place over the weekend. Let's talk some Puck NHL on the sports app. Playoff game day on the Fan. Capitals game day. A win or your season's cooked. Game at home against the Canes. But last night, we had the Panthers destroy the Maple Leafs 6-1 and the Oilers in overtime over the Golden Knights. Let's take a listen to that final call.
A couple big blocks right in front of their goalies. Guys are sacrificing themselves right now in overtime.
Colson finds Dreisaitl, sets up Nurse, shoots, save made by Hill. He does a snow angel in the blue paint. It's on the goal line, score! It's over! The series is over! The Edmonton Oilers win it in overtime.
Vegas eliminated. Will the Capitals be eliminated tonight? They have got to get a win on home ice to force this series back to Raleigh on Saturday. We will also have the Stars against the Jets. Dallas trying to close out that series, holding a 3-1 series lead. Let's move over to Major League Baseball on the sports app. Nats, Braves, first pitch, about 10 minutes. Just about 12:15 today for a day baseball game between the Nats and the Braves. Yesterday, though, the Nats finally had a little bit of luck winning the first game of this four-game series against the Braves after losing the first two. So they get the victory 5-4 yesterday. It was Dylan Cruz after the Braves had a early 4-1 lead. He makes it 4-2 with this RBI single.
Here's Dylan Cruz, who's grounded to short and single to left and swings and lines one through the hole. Base hit to left field. Cruz was thrown out trying to steal after his hit in the fifth. Takes that one past the shortstop, Nick Allen. He's hit every ball that way.
And then Cruz would come home on an RBI double. Let's take a listen to the call on the Fan.
Bomber's ready to go again. Cruz off second, the pitch. Swung on, line drive, base hit down the left field line. Cruz around third will come in to score. Tane is on his way to second. The throw by Eli White is not in time. In head first is Tana.
We go to the top of the eighth. Nats down 4-3. Rosario with an RBI single. C.J. Abrams scores, and we're tied at 4.
De Los Santos deals. Swinging a fly ball left center field. Harris coming on. He dives, and he traps the ball. It's a base hit. Abrams scores the tying run, dashing home.
And then up comes to the plate James Wood, the Washington Nationals home run leader with 11 on the season, batting .274. He was 2-for-4 on the day, including this RBI double that ended up being the game winner. Let's take a listen to the call.
Outfield around to left, shortstop Allen up the middle, third baseman Riley off the line. Now the 2-2 with Nunez running, and a swing and a line drive hooked to the right field corner. It's going to be down and one hop off the fence. Nunez is tearing around third. He's going to score. Wood is in at second with a go-ahead double. The Nationals 5, the Braves 4. With Nunez running, Wood clocks a double into the right field corner, and the Nationals have the lead. That's James 20.
And they'll have another chance to get a victory over the Braves with a first pitch in about 10 minutes for that day baseball game. Baltimore Orioles had a doubleheader yesterday. Both games went to the Twins 6-3 in the opener, 8-6 in the late game. Even though Mullins hit a grand slam, the O's still lose 8-6. They've got a day baseball game today. 12:35 will be the first pitch with Sagano on the mound for the 15-26 Baltimore Orioles. We move over to the NFL on the Sports app. Got to talk about the primetime schedule, including Jaden Daniels over and over again. Man, does the NFL love themselves some JD5. The Ravens locked down Derrick Henry, agreeing to a two-year, $30 million extension for the star running back to remain in Baltimore. Lawrence Guy talks about the quarterback matchup he's most excited to see this season. I have a feeling he's talking about our QB. Let's take a listen.
We got Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels. Let's just be real. If Jaden has a stellar season like he did last year, didn't get that sophomore slump, could he be the new face of the league? He has multiple primetime games back to back to back. If we look at this list, Caleb Williams has the opportunity to show what he's really worth. Bring this team back to what they're doing. They had a stellar year last year, ups and downs, but you can see the confidence building, consistency, and this is the battle of the quarterback. Second-year quarterback, which one should have went, which one shouldn't have went first, this is what it's going to be. I think myself that if Jaden has a stellar season like the year before, he's the new face.
Ooh. That is week 6, Monday Night Football, October 13th, Bears against the Washington Commanders from Northwest Stadium. Get up, ESPN, discussing the New York Giants, the Commanders' week 1 opponent. Will we face off against Russell Wilson or Jackson Dart? Let's take a listen.
Yeah, I mean, it's brutal for any team right now that's playing in the East. You understand what sort of teams you have to face, and now you have the AFC West, which is also an extremely difficult division to play. And it depends on the way that Joe Shane and Brian Daboll are looking at their jobs. Right, because you don't necessarily have to win the NFC East this year, but you do have to show something. If this team is showing as a roster, we are good enough to win football games, but Russell Wilson is holding us back, then I think that's when you make the move to Jackson Dart. But if you have a plan, knowing you're not winning a Super Bowl anyway, don't allow getting curb stumped early on in the season to make you put a quarterback in that's not ready to play and possibly ruin not only him, but your franchise for the next 2 to 3 years when you've already been struggling.
It's certainly an interesting topic because Brian Daboll's going to be forced to play Jackson Dart. He wants to keep his job, and the only way he does that is make the playoffs with Russell Wilson or show significant improvement on the offensive side of the ball with Jackson Dart. I don't see either happening for Brian Daboll. I think he'll be out of a job this coming season after another miserable year with the New York Giants. You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. We'll be talking about the schedule throughout the show today. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. I'll give the Commanders' perspective, then we'll go around the National Football League with NFL hits, talk about the best primetime games of the season. So we want to hear from you Commanders fans, but also National Football League fans. What are your thoughts on the schedule release? What are the games you're most looking forward to watching this season? For the Commanders, though, here on the Commanders Corner, it starts week one, as predicted, at home against the New York Giants. And I think the first thing that stands out to me is those first four weeks of the season feels like this team has to go 3-1. Giants, week one. Week two, it's a quick turnaround. Thursday night football against the Green Bay Packers in Lambeau Field. And that is very tough to start the season with a Sunday and then boom, right into that Thursday night football. But I think an early Thursday night football is better than getting them late in the season when you're trying to go on a stretch run. So they then have 10 days to bounce back after that. Let's say maybe it's a defeat to the Packers and you host the Vegas Raiders, and then 7 days later you go to the Atlanta Falcons. That first 4 weeks of the season, you guys know I like to divide it into four quarters, feels like the easiest quarter of the 2025-2026 regular season for the Commanders. It feels like that is it. It feels like that's the quarter where you've got to go 3-1. So week five starts with a road test against the LA Chargers. I do expect the Chargers to be a 9, 10, or 11 win team with Herbert and Harbaugh. So that's a very tough game right there. You return home Monday Night Football. All right, so we're already 6 weeks into the season with two primetime appearances already. Week seven is a 4:25 game at the Dallas Cowboys. Week eight is that Monday Night Football game against the Chiefs. I mean, first reaction is that might be the most difficult stretch of the season right there. That is such a swing, and it's why I think they have to go 3-1 to start the season, because that's almost a murderer's row right there. I think you can beat the Bears on Monday Night Football, and we know how much of that rivalry game against the Cowboys makes it so tough to decide who's going to win that contest. I mean, we were massively favored to win the game that they ended up coming to Washington and stealing from us last year. So it's very tough to tell who's going to win those Cowboys games and then Monday Night Football against the Kansas City Chiefs. So 8 weeks into the season, three primetime games, and that's two Monday Night Football games in a 3 week stretch for the Washington Commanders. So I think my initial reaction is you try to go 2-2 during that stretch. I'd be okay with a 2-2 in the second quarter of the 2025 regular season. Week 9 is Sunday Night Football. And that's very difficult to go from Monday Night Football to Sunday Night Football. I know it's better than playing Sunday 1 o'clock after a Monday Night Football game, but still, the Seahawks will have an extra day of rest in that game. The one thing we have going for us is they have to travel across the country from coast to coast, west coast to east coast, to play against us for that Sunday Night Football game. So 9 weeks into the season, that is already four primetime games for the Washington Commanders. Week 10, you stay at home. Back-to-back home games for the first time this season, but it is back-to-back very difficult opponents. From Sunday Night Football to the Seahawks to a 4:25 home game against the Detroit Lions, I expected that to be a primetime game that will, it feels like, be your Fox game of the week, you know, a divisional championship game rematch. And then week 11 in Madrid, week 12 bye. So that four-game stretch right there, that third quarter of the season is primetime, nationally televised game in Madrid. So it's all nationally televised. I mean, but the third quarter of the season, we will know if this team is turning the corner towards making a legit playoff run and being a contender, or turning the corner towards a sophomore slump. We'll be able to figure out where we're at by week 12 of the NFL regular season. Week 13, Commanders, Sunday Night Football, Denver Broncos at home. So after a bye week, getting to play at home, I really like that. I think that that is going to help the bye week for Washington. You'll get the full week's rest because you're coming back from Madrid, right? So you'll get back Sunday night because that's a 9:30 a.m. game. You'll get back Sunday night, Monday, day off, full bye week, come back to work and prepare for that November 30th game against the Denver Broncos. Week 14, on the road, 1 p.m. against the Minnesota Vikings. This is a back-to-back road trip as the team will go from Minnesota to New York. I wonder if that's a situation where they decide to go from Minnesota straight to New York, or if they come home. Maybe you come home. New York doesn't seem like too far of a road trip for this team. That's 12-14, so that's December 14th is a road game at 1 o'clock. Week 16 is that Saturday. I expect to be a Saturday night game, prime time, against the Eagles, nationally televised game. And then week 17, Cowboys. Week 18, Philadelphia Eagles. Week 18 in the NFL season is this game in which they do not decide when they release the schedule what time or what date that game will be. It could either be a Saturday or a Sunday, because that is following the conclusion of the 2025-2026 college football season. So as a whole, I look at this and I say, man, that first 4 weeks, that's why it's so important that this team gets off to a good start. Those first 4 weeks, you have an opportunity to go 4-0. You really do. I do not think that that Thursday night football game in Lambeau against the Packers is like an unwinnable game. I don't think any game on the schedule is unwinnable after what Jaden Daniels did as a rookie in the National Football League. But in terms of win losses last season, that is the gauntlet right there in which you have got to try to go 3-1 to 4-0. Because, I mean, second quarter of the season is very difficult. Third quarter might be even more difficult, but it's only three games because of that bye. And then the fourth quarter of the season is kind of a hodgepodge of games that are outside of the conference, Broncos, inside of the conference, and then it's the Vikings. And then those four divisional games to close out the season are going to be very difficult. I mean, playing Philadelphia at that point of the season is not fun, because you do feel like everything's on the line there, and that is one of the most difficult teams in the National Football League. They won 14 games. But in terms of that first four games of the season, that's what sticks out to me is Giants won three games, all right? All right, your Packers won 11, okay. Vegas Raiders won four, and the Atlanta Falcons won eight. So you're talking about three of those four games against teams that finished below 500, and the one team in the Packers at 11-6, you actually finished better than they did last season. That is the stretch of the season there in which you're going to have the easiest games on your schedule. It does not get easier than that. In fact, it goes from easier to very difficult, and it doesn't really lighten up at all for the Commanders unless the Vikings, Broncos, and Giants are bad, and maybe there's a chance after that late Week 12 bye that you go on a three-game win streak. I do think that just like Jane Daniels could have a sophomore slump, very likely that Bo Nix could have a sophomore slump. The Vikings are, I think, the team that I expect to take the biggest step back from 14-3 to probably a single-digit win team, 8 or 9 wins. And then the Giants after that. So you got to start hot. You got to turn the corner after the bye week and play some great football. And then you hope that you can end the season strong with Eagles, Cowboys, Eagles to close out the 2025 regular season. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Richmond's home for the Commanders. You can hear every game on 910 AM, 105.1 FM. And the most Commanders talk in town with the Sports Junkies Monday through Friday from 6 to 10. Michael Phillips, I'm 12 to 3 before we hand it off to Grant Paulson and Danny Rouillet. And Grant is with us right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. What's going on, GP?
Adam, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Good. So we're giving our initial reactions to the schedule, and the first 4 weeks of the season are by far the easiest 4 weeks of the season in my mind, Grant. That's what's sticking out to me, is a 3-win Giants team, a 4-win Raiders team, a below 500 Falcons team, and a Green Bay team that you were better than last year. You better get off to a good start, because it gets very difficult quickly.
Yeah, it's an arduous schedule. When you have the type of year Washington did, where you win 12 regular season games, you make the playoffs, you don't get the same level of schedule the following season. You elevate your game, you play up a level, and all of a sudden you're on that varsity schedule now. So to your point, I'm with you. They got to start fast. I always break the season into quarters. And that first quarter, those first four games, for me, it's a golden opportunity to be 3-1. You know, obviously, you'd love to get to 4-0, but really, 2-2 would be a disappointment, and worse than that would be a real problem. You mentioned the Giants. I think they're better than they were last year. Same with the Raiders. I think both of those teams will be competitive early in the season. But those are still games. Adam, if Washington is who we think they are, they were 6th in the ESPN power rankings that came out last week, 6th in the NFL Network power rankings that came out the week before that. They just played an NFC Championship game. Obviously, Jaden Daniels is viewed as an elite talent already and has kind of been crowned as the next great quarterback in the league. I mean, if we're right about some of these things, then you got to find a way to beat teams like the Giants and the Raiders early in the season.
The other thing that sticks out to me is the 2024 season had a lot of back-to-back home games. You had the Panthers, Bears, back-to-back wins. You had the Cowboys, then the Titans. Unfortunately, you lose the Cowboys game, you bounce back, you beat the Titans. And then that Eagles-Falcons two-game stretch that helped Washington, you kind of clinch their postseason berth. This year, you only get two back-to-back home game stretches, and it's very difficult. I mean, it's Sunday Night Football against the Seahawks, and then the 15-win Detroit Lions the next week, and then your only other back-to-back is inside the division, Eagles-Cowboys, and we know that's within a five-game span of playing two games. So in terms of the home games not being back-to-back, where do you think the big win streak could come for the Commanders this season?
Well, when I see that, though, I kind of like it, honestly, because it means you also don't have consecutive weeks on the road very often, typically. Right, you're undulating between the two, because if you were to have three or four times where you're playing two home games in a row, or that rare occasion where maybe you have three home games in a row every few years or something, that means that you're going to pay the piper at some point. And one of the real stark analytical numbers over the years in terms of when winning percentages go way down even for the good teams is when you're on the road back-to-back weeks, when you're traveling, especially if it's a short week like a Monday night into a Sunday. So I don't mind not having the string of home games. It's nice to feel like you're not traveling, but that's okay for me because I wouldn't trade having those to have to be on the road in succession. I think that's one of the worst things you can do. Now, as far as winning streaks or stretches, I think we talked about it. I think the soft landing spot is in that first month of the season. And then the other thing is the end of the year in the division. Now, you play the Eagles two times in the final 3 weeks, but it's impossible to predict who's locked up what, whose quarterbacks are healthy, what that looks like. But more often than not, I feel like if you're playing Dallas in December, Dak Prescott isn't always around. You've got the Giants, who are probably going to have turned things over to Jackson Dart at that point as they're playing out the string. You know, if you can beat the Giants and the Cowboys and steal one of those games against the Eagles, you know, that would be a nice way to put some hay in the barn there when you're playing your division four times at the end of the year.
Grant Paulson with us here on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Grant and Danny take over after me here on 910 The Fan. You know, this team has had almost a tradition recently of a late bye week, and when we found out they were going to Madrid week 11, I think it was pretty much assumed they would have the bye week following that. When you see bye week week 12, how do you think that affects the plan that Dan Quinn has for this team?
Well, I like it because I think you need a bye week after your Madrid trip. If you're going to go to Madrid and play across the ocean, you damn well better get a bye on the back end to rest up. So that was necessary. The other thing, though, is they pair that pretty well, I think, with a week two Thursday night game. So when I covered the Commanders, well, then Redskins back in the day, Mike Shanahan was the head coach. And what Shanahan used to say all the time, and I'm a believer in this philosophy, is that he would petition the league as best he could for Thursday games early in the season or late in the season, depending on when his bye might come. You know, here in Washington, traditionally, as you said, it's been kind of late. But his point was a Thursday game's a mini bye. So you play that Thursday tilt, right? And then you get the whole weekend off. So in week two, even though it's so early in the season, you say you've only played two games, you don't need a bye. You think about it. Training camp was a grueling and a grind, and then you get through only the two preseason games, but the buildup is high energy and anxiety ridden. I don't think it's a bad thing to play a week two Thursday night game to get to kind of rest up, lick your second weekend of the season, and then have another bye basically, you know, 10 weeks later. So effectively, I think they've got a mini bye in the first quarter and then the legitimate bye at the end. I don't mind that at all.
Grant, the one thing that personally I do not love about this schedule is the NFL's love for Jaden Daniels gives us, you know, a ton of primetime matchups or nationally televised games, and it will throw off my schedule, my routine of watching this team play at 1 o'clock. I like 1 o'clock games. I kind of hate staying up all night for Sunday night football, watching the other teams play. I'm nervous. I'm waiting for my team. And so that's the one thing personally I don't love is the limited number of 1 o'clock games.
I mean, you're too young to have that. What are you, Tony Kornheiser? You don't want to stay up to watch football? I love standalone games. Here's my logic on this, Adam. It's very simple. I like watching football, right? I like watching everybody else play all day long on Sunday. I love NFL Red Zone. I love Sunday Ticket. You know, all of the things that you get at your disposal as a football fan to watch as many games as possible that we now have. With all these standalone games, Washington's not going to be sucking up Sunday afternoons. They're Monday, they're Thursday, they're Saturday, they're Sunday. To me, this is the dream schedule because you're going to be able to consume more NFL football each Sunday via Red Zone than you ever have before. That's a win, my friend.
Yeah, see, that's where we differ. And, I think you're just more of a football guy than I am, maybe, because I am more of a just only care about the home team. So, like, if we lose week two Thursday night football to the Packers, I might go to the park on Sunday or go to the river because I just get depressed. When my team loses Sunday afternoon, sometimes I skip Sunday night football. It affects me so much.
Well, I respect your fandom. That is not something I can relate to. I watch every minute of every NFL game that I can. Every crappy Thursday night, terrible AFC South game, your boy's watching every minute of it. My wife knows we don't make plans on Thursdays, Mondays, Sundays, or holidays now, basically, unfortunately, during the NFL season. If there's a game on, your boy's watching. So, yeah, I like the opportunity to watch as many games as possible. When the Commanders used to play at 1 o'clock every Sunday, you just had less of a file on every other team. But now we're going to be experts on everybody. I'll tell you what you're sleeping on a little bit when you say what you don't like about the schedule. Where Washington got jobbed, I think, they play an NFL high four teams coming off of bye weeks.
Oh,
that's
no.
Brutal. Yeah, that's about as tough as it gets. I mentioned, you know, there's certain little underlying metrics that the data sites use to show, like, difficulty of schedule. One of the worst things is playing on the road in succession, as we talked about. But the other really stark thing every year is teams off of byes are obviously better than teams not off of byes. And Washington four times is playing a team coming off of a bye. No one else in the league has that many games like that.
Yeah, and speaking of the, you know, back-to-back road games, I don't see a situation where a team goes from Cincinnati to Arizona because you got Atlanta to L.A., you got Dallas to Kansas City. Maybe Dallas to Kansas City could be an option, but I don't think that works with the way the rest of the schedule plays out. Can you give me one positive about playing the Eagles week 16 and then week 18?
Yeah, if you're right there in the division and you're in the mix with Philadelphia, then you've got control of your own destiny. Mm-hmm. I would rather have it that way than not, to be honest with you. Even at this point, let's say it's a two-game deficit, and you're down in the division by multiple games with 3 weeks to go, no problem. I beat the Eagles twice. I went out. I win the NFC East. I think that's actually, if I could play them in weeks 17 and 18, I would probably want to do it because it just keeps you in the hunt a little bit longer.
It does for the division, but if Philadelphia has 13 wins by week 16 and we have 9, we're playing for the wild card against maybe the best team in the entire NFC.
Sure, it absolutely backfired, but at least in one of those games at that point, they're resting players in this hypothetical, right? So you should cash in week 18 with a win. Maybe they aren't in the first of those games, although if they've run away with the division and hid, so to speak, then, you know, there's a good chance that just naturally they're not playing as well or as important. A preparation week didn't lead to their A game, possibly. I don't know. I don't go into the schedule like worrying what if it doesn't work out. If it doesn't work out, then there's a lot bigger fish to fry than when you play the Eagles. You know what I mean? Like, then everybody's disappointed, then you lost a bunch of games along the way than you shouldn't have. But I think playing division games at the end, especially the team that you're supposed to be chasing theoretically, the only team favored to be better than you, it's probably better than it is not.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, and I think my follow-up question would be, do you realistically believe that Washington will be competing for the division with the final three games of the season? I don't think so, because I think Philadelphia is just that damn good.
So I've got Washington around 10 wins. I think that probably has you in the conversation at the end of the year. My guess is they're a couple of games back and would need help. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're a favorite coming down the stretch, or they're even with Philadelphia coming down the stretch. But I think if they get off to the 3-1 start you and I are talking about, a 4-0 start, I think there's a chance to be 5-1, 5-2, and now you're having a different conversation, right? Now you've put enough hay in the barn or harvested enough nuts that you can hit a little skid, and you're still very much going to be in the thick of things. But this is actually a topic Danny and I may do today. We stumbled into this yesterday. I posted it on social media. But he had mentioned something about, you know, it would be disappointing, but maybe they win 10 games. And I said, well, 10 games? I would sign up for that sight unseen right now.
Yeah.
And I would ask that to your listeners. Would you, at this moment, take a 10-win season over what's behind the door and letting it play out? I would, but a lot of people say, no, they're better than that, which that confidence is pretty staggering and amazing, but after last year, I guess I understand it.
Yeah, I've been depressed for 28 years. I would take 10 wins over anything. Just get me in the dance. Get me a playoff appearance. That's all I can ask for. Grant, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be listening later this afternoon.
All right, buddy. I appreciate you. Be good.
Yep, you're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of network busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, giving our reaction to the NFL schedule release and the Washington Commanders' official 2025 season schedule. That includes Week 2. Stubb, give me a ding for this. Week 2, Thursday Night Football. Week 6, Monday Night Football. Week 5, that 425 game, is that a national window game, or is that just because they're playing LA on the West Coast? I'm going to count that as, I think that could be the Fox game of the week.
We have two Fox game of the weeks. I know that. I think one is against the Lions. I'm not sure about the other one.
Yeah, that would make sense, because that's the only other 425 I'm seeing here other than the Cowboys game. I think Chargers-Commanders is bigger than Cowboys-Commanders, but could be wrong there. So you got Week 6, Monday Night Football against the Bears. You got the Week 7, 425, so maybe we'll count that as well. Week 8, Monday Night Football. Week 9, Sunday Night Football. Week 10, 425 nationally televised game. Week 11, NFL Network, 9:30 a.m. Week 13, Sunday Night Football. Week 16, to be determined, but we know it's a Saturday. That feels to me like it's going to be prime time. And then we'll close out the season against the Eagles, to be determined. If something's on the line there, that will be prime time.
And Christmas.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to see this team. Now, Christmas is nationally televised, not prime time because it's just 1 o'clock, but it's the Netflix game. So you have six primetime games for the Commanders, six primetime games for the Eagles, six primetime games for the Cowboys. Only team to have more than the NFC East is the Super Bowl runner-ups, Kansas City Chiefs with seven. So it's pretty obvious the NFL respects the job that Adam Peters and Dan Quinn did with Jaden Daniels under center, and they do not believe this team will be facing a sophomore slump of sorts with Jaden Daniels going into his second season. I mean, my initial reaction is, I've watched this team since, you know, I was born in 1992. My dad put me on a couch in front of the TV in 1993. I've been watching games for 32 years, and the Commanders, according to Warren Sharp, my entire life, have not had more than four standalone games since the last Super Bowl they won in the 91-92 season. They averaged just two standalone games over the last 6 years. Thanks to Jaden Daniels, the Commanders have eight standalone games, tied for the most in the NFL with the Kansas City Chiefs. That's the impact that Jaden Daniels has had for the Commanders in the NFL. And the next thing for me is figuring out what week, Stubb, Washington can win, and if we can get the trifecta of the Cowboys, the Eagles, and the Giants to all lose on the same week. So it cannot happen week one or week two because Dallas plays the Giants. Week three, we've got Washington, Vegas, Philadelphia against the Rams, Dallas at Chicago, Giants against Kansas City. I think week three is a chance for the trifecta. I think, and Stubb, growing up,
quadfecta.
I guess because you get a win too. Growing up, this never happened. It never happened. I mean, like never, ever, ever, ever happened. We would get lucky if we would win on the same day that the Eagles or the Cowboys would win. But all three? Now that actually happened quite a few times last season, at the beginning of the season before Philadelphia went on their run. And it's just, that's the greatest week. Like, if you are a Commanders fan, if you're a Redskins fan, if you're a football team fan, you know the only thing greater than your team winning is when your team wins and then you see your rivals in the NFC East all lose on the exact same weekend. So, look, this is what we expected in terms of the schedule of a lot of primetime games. Look, we knew that we'd be faced off against a couple of difficult divisions, but I still see quite a few win streaks here for the Washington Commanders. So we talked about it with Grant. Like, I think this team could go 3-1, and I wouldn't put it past them to go 4-0 to start the season, and that'd be a massive win streak. Or even if you lose to Green Bay, could you pull off three straight wins with Raiders, Falcons, and then Chargers? I think that's the chance for the first, you know, official win streak of the season there. And then I think there's another opportunity following the bye week, or maybe it starts before the bye week. This past season, Washington lost Steelers, Eagles, Cowboys, right? That three-game losing streak set them back, and all of a sudden, we went from a team that was guaranteed a playoff spot to we had to earn it, right? And they, after the Cowboys game, which was a total letdown at home, you make this amazing comeback, and then you lose at the buzzer with a missed extra point, basically. They had a home game against the Titans that I went to, which I think they played their best game in 15 years. It was 28-0, and there was like 8 minutes left in the second quarter. It was unfreaking believable. It was a party in Northwest Stadium, the greatest game I've been to in terms of blowout fashions for the Commanders. Reminded me of the Fred Smoot game against the Lions like 20 years ago when we won, I think, 30-3. But this was even better against the Titans. But the thing was, yeah, it was coming off of the worst losing streak of the season, the most depressing loss against the Cowboys. They got the win against the Titans, had the bye week, and then won again against the Saints, right? We actually went on a massive win streak to close up the season when you consider Eagles, Falcons, Cowboys, Bucks, and then Lions as well in the postseason. But that started pre-bye week and used that momentum post-bye week as well. I wonder if Washington this year can do the same thing with that Madrid game, right? You play Miami in Madrid, you get the bye week, and then it's Broncos at home at Minnesota at the New York Giants. If things play out well, that could be a very nice four-game win streak that sets you up so that you're not in a must-win situation with two out of your three remaining games being against the Philadelphia Eagles. To me, that's the most likely win streak on the schedule outside of the first four games that the Washington Commanders will play in the 2025 regular season. Preseason, it is Patriots, Bengals, Ravens. The Bengals preseason game number two will be August 18th. I believe that's a Monday night, and that will be your last chance to see Jaden and the Washington Commanders starters before they suit up against the Giants. Preseason week one, the team will probably play Jaden a quarter, maybe a drive. Week two, probably a quarter and a half to a whole half. Week three, I do not think they will suit up against the Ravens as they will gear up for that September 7th matchup at home against the New York Giants. And I love this. When we were doing the schedule predictions on Monday and Tuesday, I predicted Washington would play against the Giants. That's of the teams we have on the schedule, that was the one game I wanted most to start the season because I think they're going to have some struggles at the start of the season. I think we have the momentum from what we did last season. We're going to be, both teams are going to be dealing with probably limited injuries. You know, we can beat the Giants, you know, when we're at our best every single time. They are just not as good as the Commanders anymore. And so you looked at this schedule, Vegas, it was a chance for a slip up there. I don't know what they've got going on there with Ashton Jeanty coming in, with Geno Smith and Pete Carroll. You know, we thought Falcons could be an interesting game that you could win on the road, but that's going to be very difficult with Michael Penix. He almost beat Washington last year. I looked at all the opponents on the schedule and I said, I want to start the season with a win against the New York freaking Giants, and that's exactly how it played out here. So Washington has a really good chance to get off to that 1-0 start, and then it's Thursday night football. And as Grant pointed out, it's almost like you get a mini bye week to prepare for that Raiders game there. Even if you're 1-1, it's Thursday night. You'll have the entire full week because you'll be having rest day Friday, get back to work Saturday or Sunday to prepare for a game 7 days later against the Vegas Raiders. So an early Thursday night football game actually, in my mind, works out very well for the Washington Commanders. If you want to chime in, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.